Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky around one." Ames lets it rip. Strikes it two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Bablich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary final. For the first time in their history, Freo are at home.
Kick
the second last week of the season.
He's kicked the goal.
Looking for their first ever grand final. Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode,
it has been a long time coming.
It's been a long time.
Probably about 3 weeks.
We've got four or five games to review. We've got some questions for our Instagram followers.
We've got a lot on.
And we're still in the finals chance. So
yeah, we're still in the finals race.
0.1% chance.
Fremantle can still win the flag in 2020.
It starts today against North Melbourne.
We need a big win.
50 points.
50 points, I think.
No, what's going to happen is we're going to beat North Melbourne. And then Adelaide are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And North Melbourne are going to finish bottom.
Interesting. Well, we'll get to that later on. So, since the last podcast, we've probably had about, four or five games. I mean, they have been in quick succession. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Succession.
So, I think the last game we reviewed was probably, was it the Sydney game or was it the Hawthorn game? I think it might have been the Carlton game, actually.
Yeah, it might have been.
We did talk about that.
We were robbed and wrong player took the kick. Okay, I'm not denying the free kick was there. It is a bit annoying they didn't give two earlier for us.
Yep.
And the wrong player kicked it from the wrong spot, 10 metres in front of it.
Yeah, where it should have been. Yeah, that was the main thing because realistically, Gibbons can't kick 45.
Yeah, you know, he took a kick from right in front of the next training session, kicked it on the floor.
Yeah. And the next game, actually.
Yeah, so people were telling me he could have kicked that to win the game.
Under pressure. Oh, well, it's in the past now. So, obviously, we did beat Sydney by 31 points.
Yeah, we had a pretty good performance, really.
Yeah, Sydney didn't really fire a gun.
We just shut Papley down and that.
I think McCartan kicked the first goal.
Which I don't think any of us would expect to.
No, we weren't. Especially Ben Scottson wasn't expecting that, if he listens.
No, he got it.
Oh, did he?
Oh, no, that was GWS.
Yeah, that was GWS.
Yeah.
And speaking of GWS, we lost to them.
That was a terrible game.
38 points.
Terrible. From the start, you could tell we were going to lose that game.
Yeah,
but it wasn't to be great. Fair, the first quarter, the umpires had way too much of an influence on that game.
Yeah, no, the first half, even, I thought.
I think after that, they were on point. I don't know what, they just weren't awake or something.
No, anyway.
No, you can only control the controllables.
Round 15 against the Tigers. I thought we played well. I was on school camp.
So
I watched the replay.
We were actually the better team.
27 points. I think a couple of those really late in the fourth.
Apart from the last 10 minutes, the last quarter, the first five of the first, we're the better team.
Interesting. Well, if you look at the worm, it was relatively close the whole night.
Yeah.
We
put up a good fight against the premiership
favourites almost.
Yeah.
Probably almost after last night. Again, round 16, defeated the Demons in a wet night in Cairns. By 14 points.
I think we deserve to win by more than that. I don't think the scoreboard really reflected.
No,
the
game. It was 6-11 to their 4-4.
We dominated them. And they were basically out of finals contention until a few losses later. And now they're back in it.
Well, it'd be interesting. Imagine if we hadn't lost against Carlton.
Oh, we didn't. We weren't robbed against Carlton.
Yeah.
We're on 28 points right now, is it?
Currently we're 13th. Yeah,
so
we're 24. 24.
Yeah, but no, we've got 24.
Yeah, 24.
So
points.
On 28.
Yep.
So we would be 10. Oh, no, we wouldn't be 10. We'd be
probably 11.
We'd be 11th or 12th, but we'd be 4 points out of the 8. So we'd win our last two games. We probably would have made it.
Well, you don't know if you could have.
Oh, we do, because Bulldogs were another contender.
Yep.
For it. And then let's say the D's beat the Giants and then lost their last game, we would have been in.
Well, It's very you can look back and all you want, but yeah, it's not gonna happen this year, I don't think.
I don't know, it is. 0.1% chance.
I'll give you $100 if we make it. Shake on it right here.
I'm giving you nothing if we don't make it, because you've got a 99.9% chance of winning this.
Fair enough. You can give me 5 push-ups.
That's easy.
Oh, is it now? Big man Harry. Moving on. We have some Instagram questions.
I'll just get the questions up
from our followers. I mean, we have been quite busy with school and we have footy.
You've got umpiring.
I got umpiring, but that all finishes in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we'll be back on for the off season. Big our favorite episodes.
We've got some big things planned.
Video podcasts, live streams.
That's it.
We're ready for a big off season.
The Instagram's gonna be very more active, if that makes sense.
It is.
That's been a bit, like, it's a bit hard to put out content when there's so many games in short amount of time.
Especially when we've got school and then our own footy games and all that, so.
That's it.
Okay, the first question, we've got a few from the Docker guy, who's a new Instagram account, so.
Yep.
Go.
Is that the guy who makes the good memes?
Yeah, he's got some good memes on his account, so.
Best memes on Instagram about Dockers.
So check that out. He wants to know what our trade targets are and if there's any rumors about the trade. I saw this thing on the trade whispers from Fox Footy, and it said the Dockers are targeting young mids with a bit of speed, which is interesting because I wasn't expecting us to be targeting midfielders.
Yeah,
really.
I think we're pretty.
I think the only reason would be because of Mundy. Maybe next year's his last year.
Yep. Well, you see Sean Burgoyne.
Yeah, next year's his last year.
For his last year. I think David Mundy probably could do one or two more.
I think next year he'll be able to still play midfield, and then next year, the year after, forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just like, even if he's not playing his best footy, we're probably better off with him still on the team, if it makes sense. Like, he is 35 years old. So, I don't know. You see Dustin Fletcher, what did he go to? 40, 41.
Yeah, he went a long time.
Yeah, so yeah, you never know. We got some other questions. Grover and the Indigenous jumper. That Indigenous jumper was, I reckon, one of the best Indigenous jumpers.
I actually think I preferred the away one. I thought the home one was elite. They brought the away one out, and I was
it was good.
Where could I get that from? Yeah. I don't think they were selling the away one.
The Brayshaw brothers say assumptions about each player. We might come back to that later.
I think we will. Yeah, we'll come back.
Do one word for each player, summing up the season later on in this episode. Big Mitch Crowden says, talk about plans for off season and whether we should go back to the draft or trade in, etc.
I think we do a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think we will try and keep our first rounder if possible. And I think the main goal is, because Joel Weston's one of our academy players, is to pick someone before he goes.
Yep. All right, yeah, I agree. Aaron BD says pre-game rituals. For me, I don't know if you're talking about for us, or the players.
I don't really know what the players tend to listen to music, I think.
I think they just warm up. I think they probably have a set routine. What do you do before the game?
I don't know, really. I just go out and warm up.
Yeah, I don't even take warm up that seriously either. I feel like I sometimes just miss warm up. Go straight out. Oh, well. What should we be aiming for in the draft? And I'll answer that one first. You know, people say I'd like to see more WA talent, but realistically, you have to go for the best in the draft.
I don't think we're going for someone in WA.
I think we have to go.
We're best going in the back draft. To Vic Country.
Yeah, I think we have to go best possible, because even if they do decide they want to leave, right? If they're better, they're going to attract more.
I think we're going a bit country again. Hayden Young, Caleb Sarong, bring another one in. They're all happy together like that because they've been playing with each other.
Yep.
And one player that comes to my name is Tanner Braun. He's a midfielder from Vic Country, and I think he could be someone we're targeting.
Well, obviously, we will dive into this deeper.
It's hard to really say right now, but he's a midfielder.
Yep.
And I think we're going to take best player available.
Yeah, no,
most likely. And if we're looking, most of them are midfielders. So I think, that's the way we could be going.
Guado 704 says, is Fife at Brownlow medal stage?
No.
I don't think he's going to win another one.
I think it's because he's been playing forward this year to develop our younger players that he hasn't been getting as much Brownlow votes as usual. But if he was playing midfield the whole game, every single game of the year, I think he probably would be a chance, but not this year. Maybe next year when all the players are developed more and he goes back in there again.
Yeah. Also, someone for a hub says predictions on next year. I think we're going to finish finals. Yeah, I think it's realistic.
We'll finish top eight and we'll win our first finals game, and then we'll lose after our next one.
Okay. Mikey Boy 012 says, are we likely to see Tom North debut?
Not this year.
Well, with the rumours of reduced list sizes,
he could be gone.
I think, I don't know if he's going to stay in that. I think they're talking about cutting it to 35, was it?
Yeah.
Obviously, before our last podcast, we have lost Ken McCarthy.
Yeah.
Jason Carter, Dylan O'Reilly, is it Butters?
Yeah.
Yeah, Butters. I don't know why. I mean, there must be something going on.
Well, obviously, McCarthy probably wasn't going to get a game.
With his condition of
epilepsy. Yeah, because 9 games, he can't play them, really, because of the flashing lights at Optus Stadium.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why. And then, obviously, Carter got into a bit of trouble. So
yeah, two times.
So that we're just cracking down that thing, making sure the culture's in the right place.
Which is good. I mean, I don't mind it. Realistically, not going to win many games if not many people are happy.
No.
Like, you look at Richmond, when did they start turning it around? 2016, 2017? They were.
Yeah, they went from 14th in 2016 to the Premiership. The
Premiership, yeah.
Could see us doing that.
Hope so.
Oh, what, Lowe?
I hope we could finish.
Maybe Hamlin next year. I don't know if he'll be back straight away because of his ankle being pretty bad. Pierce will be back, you know, more development through the players. Flag mantle 2020.
Yeah, you never know. At the moment, Caleb Sarong is the favourite to win the Rising Star for this year. I think he's got it all.
Rightfully so. Sealed up. If he doesn't win, we've been robbed again. Time this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible for anyone to take it off him.
People say, oh, Noah Anderson. No, Noah Anderson is not better than Caleb Sarong.
No, he's not.
We've picked up a gem.
Yep, we have. And we called it early, didn't we?
Yeah, we did call it early. We've called a few things this year.
We have.
Maybe in the off-season we could make some big calls, like actually who we're going to draft, because I don't think our predicted draft we didn't really turn out to be right.
No, I think we got... What, did we get one of them? No,
I think we got Hayden Young, because I was going to like... Because I saw it like... We did it, put it out a few days before. And Hayden Young was almost guaranteed a fall, so I put him there.
Well, I don't know.
We got Liam Henry, though.
Yeah.
But that was guaranteed, though.
Speaking of Liam Henry, a bit of a slower start to his...
The only thing he's done is kicked his goal.
He hasn't done much else, has he?
He's one of those players who's better when he doesn't have time to think.
Yeah.
When he has time to think, he overthinks it and doesn't make the kick or handball. When he's only got like half a second to pick up the ball and kick it, he's better.
Yeah. Interesting.
Shows in his goal.
Interesting talks. There was a question for trade targets next year. I think I'm a strong believer that Angus Brayshaw, we're going to see him in purple.
I actually think we might as well.
I know there's no like.
I thought it was going to happen last year with all the rumours circulating.
I just can see it happening.
Blakely over.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Ed Langdon wouldn't be that happy. Rumors. We don't actually know anything. But
I think Blakely could be on the way out, and then we'll bring in someone like Angus Brayshaw, and then go to the draft and get someone younger as well. I think Blakely could be on his way out. He's been our favorite for a while now.
Yeah, I think he's getting back in there in the first 18 for.
We can't kick.
Or the first 22. Sorry.
His problem is he gets the ball, but when he gets it, he cannot dispose it, and that's his problem.
Because our team
this year is actually one of the top eight in kicking efficiency.
We were first for a bit, weren't we?
Yeah, we were first for a bit. First few games, and we had a couple of games in the rain, and we fell down a bit.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, that is what it is. Obviously, like we were talking about before with injuries, We've had a few. I'll pull up the injury list now. But, well, I think Dubin rolled his ankle a bit. I think he's fine for this afternoon's game.
Yeah, that could be the one late change I could see occurring.
Pull up.
But guess what? Tobe is back.
Tobe.
And he was unlucky to be dropped in the first place.
I didn't think he should have been dropped.
The only reason he was dropped was because of how strong our back line was. That's the only reason he was dropped. Tobe Watson is literally Zach Dawson 2.0.
Yeah, better, improved. The new and improved Zach Dawson.
So I'm very confident he'll have a good game today. You know why he won't have a good game?
Why?
Because the ball won't be back there. Because we're winning by 50
points. That's what you want to hope. All right. I think there was a question before about player attributes, was it?
Something like that.
So do you want to do one word, one or two words on each player? Just to sum them up. So we're going to go in order. So we'll take it in turn. So do you want me to start?
You go first.
Jesse Hogan is unlucky. I'm just going to say unlucky. He hasn't found his form. But when he does, I don't know.
I'm just going to go straight out and say average.
Average?
Yeah.
I think we...
He's had opportunities in front of goals this year when he's been playing, and he didn't take them.
I think we paid overs for him.
We did. We did pay overs for him.
I think we could also...
For what we've received in return.
Yeah. I think he had one good game.
He's had a few opportunities to keep the goal, and he's missed, and that's why I'm playing average.
Griffin Logue, you go.
Oh... Improving. I think he's not quite there, but he's a very good player.
I reckon he's one of my favourite players, honestly. I love
he's a gun. He is a gun. He's one of our top four backmen.
Top four.
Because we've got four guns, Luke Ryan, Pierce, Hamlin, and then Rogue.
Our back line is very strong. Even Brandon Cox playing some great footy at the moment. We'll get on to him later. Brandon Matera. Drop him. Just delist.
Terrible. And we said this after the Carlton Mar series game.
Yeah.
We watched him and he had negative fantasy points in the first quarter. He had -2. I don't think it was possible to get negative points in fantasy.
Sean Darcy, promising.
Oh, there's two words, but injury prone.
I think he goes down there a bit soft sometimes.
But he's definitely developing.
Let's just
quite nicely.
Let's extend this to just like a short sentence. Okay. I think that's going to be easier. Adam Chera will be great.
Yeah, I'm just going to agree with that. I don't have much to add. He's that goal.
Oh,
go and vote it. Goal Chekra. Of the year. Go and vote that goal of the year because
Chekra.
In the conditions that is the best goal of the year.
Oh, I can't see. We haven't had the best.
He handballed it. Yeah, kept running. Got it back.
It was a pretty dodgy decision not to get a push in the back of half as well.
No, the umpire just knew he was going to kick it, so he just said, play on.
Fair enough.
Fair bump.
Reece Conker, underrated. I'm just going to
one word. Yeah, he is. He's underrated.
He's good. Nat Fyfe. It's hard because he's like a superstar still, but he is.
I'm just going to say, great captain.
Yeah.
He's
good leader.
He's got the boys around.
Andrew Brayshaw, I reckon, will be a future captain.
Yeah.
Fife's successor.
I was going to say future Brownlow medalist, but I'm not. I don't think he's quite going to get there. But
no.
Maybe top three Brownlow medalists.
Top three.
Most years.
Blake Akers.
He gets around quietly.
Yeah, improving every week, though. He had, against the Tigers, 30. Best on ground, was he?
Yeah, he's been much better since being dropped.
You go for my quarters first.
Oh, this is hard because he's had a quiet season.
I'm going to say, this isn't just about my quarters, but... Stop playing for free kicks.
Yeah, well, that's been a thing he's been doing for years, though.
Ever since... He didn't do it up until about, I reckon, 2018 is where he really started doing it.
Yeah, but it does kind of get my nerves.
It never works.
He kicked 3 goals last week.
Yeah, and there was about, again, 5 times where he's just either flopped or jumped.
If he kept going for the ball, he could have a lot more goals.
Exactly. James Ashe?
He's another one. He just gets around quietly. Does his job.
Yeah.
He just does it. That's all he does. He just gets around, does his job.
All right. You go Mitch Cradden. Oh, actually, I'll go. Pressure Menace. Is that?
Yeah. I'm just going to call him a bull.
Yeah.
Because he is. Yeah. He is muscly.
Yeah. Luke Ryan.
All Australian.
Goat.
All Australian.
Yeah. If he doesn't get All Australian, we've been absolutely
robbed again. For the third time.
Nathan Wilson hasn't quite found
he's got a great his kick. Form
this year. I think he played better last year.
He's got a great kick though.
I think he is improving though, like getting back into that form. Ethan Hughes, reliable.
Yeah. Just gets around as his job.
David Mundy. Ageless. Is that what you're gonna say? Hugh Dixon, haven't seen much of him.
I mean, Darcy Tucker was great until his injury.
Yeah. Yeah, he was Connor Blakely. Yeah, probably needs to get traded, to be honest. I think we can get a fair bit out of him.
So Matt Tabner. Tab is on the crab.
Dark and Cole were medalist next year.
Had a massive streak of goals every game, and then he missed his opportunity in the last quarter. Yeah. So Tab was not on the crab last week, but I reckon he's on for six today.
Six?
Yeah. Well, let's say we win by 50 points. Right. He'll kick six of them.
Joe Hamling, we need him back.
We do need him back.
Caleb Sarong.
Rising star.
Yeah.
Future Brownlow medalist.
Lockie Neal, 2.0. Cam McCarthy, why are you still on this app list? Tom North, haven't seen much of him.
Alex Pearce is a legend.
Yeah, need him back
as well. Hayden Young, looking very promising.
Sam Sturt.
See, apart from the first game, I didn't see much of him. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to, with the team we're bringing into next year, I can't see him breaking through.
Yeah. Lockie Schultz.
Oh, tackling king.
Ballers 2.0. Luke Valente.
Haven't seen
needs
much.
Needs to go. He needs a chance.
I can't see him getting into the team with the young mids we've got.
Yeah. I think if one of them might need to get managed in the last game, just bring him in. Like what we did against Port last year. Remember that?
Maybe, but you know, with our 0.1% chance of finals, we could be on next week.
Yeah, that's true. Lloyd Meek.
He'll be in the team next year.
I reckon he'll get a go next year. Liam Henry hasn't shown much yet.
Yeah, there's not much to say from his two games.
Stephen Hill hasn't been the greatest this year.
Getting close to retirement.
Yeah.
That's where I'm...
Travis Collier, drop him. Brett Bewley, I rate him.
I do rate him. He good runner. Man, runs up and down.
Jason Carter, don't know why you're on this list. Brennan Cox, I think there's rumours of us re-signing him.
Oh, he should be re-signed as well. Yeah. He's played well this season. He's really stepped up.
He was my least favourite player last year. And now he's one of my favourite players. Yeah. The way he grabs the ball with one hand. Yeah. He always does it. Yeah.
It just makes it look easy. He does it in the rain as well.
It does. Rory Lobb. You need
to stop with that stutter crap.
You're not Josh Kennedy.
You've got a good set shot.
He was reliable last year.
He's got a good set shot when he just goes back and doesn't stutter.
Sam Swiekowski. We miss you.
Yeah, and he's very good at pressure. He's a pressure king as well. Bailey Banfield.
Legend.
Legend. He's been on the podcast a few times, so we thank you for that again. It's looking difficult to break into the team with the way we're playing, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But he is a great player.
Stefan Giro?
Been injured all year, so we haven't really seen much, but he can run all day, so might see him next year.
Michael Friedrich.
He is improving every single week.
God, Taylor Duman, one of my favorite players.
He is so underrated.
Yeah, we got a photo with him
last year. We have social distance photo because we didn't want to break their protocols. They were going under.
Yeah.
So it was about 10 meters away. It's a great photo.
Tobe Watson
playing his third game this week or today actually, and he is
the GOAT.
Zach Dawson.
The GOAT on this. He's the best player on this list.
Dylan O'Reilly doesn't play for us anymore, so not much to say about him.
Jarvis Pinner. I actually think he's meant to be very highly regarded. I rate him.
Yeah, but once again...
He's a defender.
He's someone that's going to struggle to get into the team.
Yeah, he's one of those fringe players. Well, that sums up all the players.
Looking pretty good for us.
I reckon flagman over the next 5 years. I'm actually placing on this podcast right now, the 12th of September, 2020, I challenge someone that if they don't believe that Fremantle win a premiership in the next 5 years, what should I give them?
It's tough.
I'll give them $100.
Okay.
And if someone remembers this, I don't know if someone maybe not remember this, but... If you don't think Fremantle will win a premiership in the next 5 or 6 years, so before, let's just go before
2026.
How old will I be? 24?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go to 2027. So before I'm 25.
You seem to be pushing this back a bit. You're getting worried about this now.
Before I'm 25, I would have seen Fremantle win a premiership.
I reckon you'd have seen us win two premierships by then.
Wait, how many years is that? Seven. I reckon we would have seen seven premierships.
No, I mean, we've built a team. Could win back-to-back and be up there for
the greatest team of
eight, 9 years. Just be up there competing for premierships for 8-9 years.
Like the Cats.
No, the Cats are trash.
I reckon they'll win it this year.
No way.
Yeah, I reckon.
No way the Cats are winning this year.
I reckon they're going to win it this year.
No.
All right, I'm playing for that right now.
I've got 17 other teams, so... Well, you said the Cats going to win. I said they didn't. So I've got 17 other teams that could win the premiership.
I mean, no. Because there's only eight teams in the finals.
But technically, I've got 17 teams on my side.
Well, technically, you're right. All right, is that all the time we have for?
I think that's all we've got. I don't think there's anything else to talk about,
really.
Apart from our predictions for today's game.
Okay, we do plan about an hour and a half. So I don't know how many people will actually be listening to this. But I reckon Fremantle by... 35.
Fremantle by 52. And Caleb's wrong, best on ground with most clearances. Basically making it impossible for someone else to win the Rising Star. And Tab to kick six.
Decent prediction.
Because Tab is going to be on the crab.
Tab's on the crab. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will see you probably next week or the week after.
Yeah, definitely. We will.
Definitely the week after because the season will be done. Wow, season. Yeah. Most likely.
Next week might be hard. Grand final time. For the Rams?
Oh, the Rams.
So yeah.
Interesting.
We'll be getting down there.
That's it. All right. Thanks, guys. And
go Freo.